While I was working on the Mir space station, preparing for the doing my experiments, the crew of STS-91 were preparing for the flight to come and get me in June. They boarded the Discovery space shuttle, and these scenes show them strapping into the shuttle here. This is what it looks like for a crew person to strap into the shuttle when it's on the launch pad, preparing to go into flight. Here they are, there's four crew persons and the technicians here strapping them in, looking down on them. Gives you an idea of what it's like. And here's the launch. During this launch, they actually carried a small camera, as we had on 89, and captured a view out the window of what one of these launches looked like. As you go up into the sky and roll out over the ocean, you'll see what it looks like from inside the cabin of the shuttle. This is a really unique view. Here they are, watch. There go the engines, and away you go. And the roll over the ocean, punching up through the clouds. Gives you a real sense of what this vehicle is like to ride in. Pretty good, huh? And this is just a view of the launch, and there's some onboard cameras that captured some of the launch sequences, particularly the solid rocket booster separation, which takes place. There go the solid rocket boosters as viewed from the orbiter itself. This is the large tank that feeds the engines. Once you get up into orbit, that tank's empty, and you then jettison it. See a view of that in a moment. And there goes the tank. See all the shards of ice that have been formed going with it. That tank burns up over the Southern Ocean and South Pacific. They launched in June, and about 3 days later, I looked out the window of the Mir space station, and I was greeted by this sight of Discovery drawing up close to us. It was really a spectacular sight. They changed the orientation of the vehicle slowly and then drew in closer and closer to the Mir space station and docked at the same docking point where Endeavour had been 4.5 months prior to this. And here's the docking modules coming together and capture and hatch opening. And this was an interesting time because we hadn't seen anybody for 4.5 months. And this hatch, which I knew at all that time it had nothing but space on the other side of it, now opened and people were coming through. Russians like to hug a lot. Of course, we were pleased to see them, and I was particularly pleased to see them because it meant I was coming home. And there, I'm greeting them as they come in. We had a welcome ceremony in the core module of the space station, exchanged gifts again, had some fresh vegetables to give to the crew and things like that. Then we went about the business of packing up all my equipment that I'd had for my science program while I was there, my personal effects, and bringing them into the space shuttle and putting them in storage in these large bags here for the trip home. Once everything had been packed up, we then gathered again, because this was a fairly historical occasion. This is the last time any U.S. crew persons would be on the space station Mir. And so we signed some plaques commemorating that event. And after some goodbyes, I then floated through the hatch for the last time, leaving the Mir space station, leaving the cosmonaut colleagues that I'd worked with for 4.5 months, and going on board the shuttle. I don't think they wanted us to leave. We then closed the hatch on our side, and then we gathered on the flight deck of the shuttle and watched as the pilot unlatched the docking modules, fired the thrusters and slowly backed the shuttle away from the space station. And I watched as the space station slowly drifted off over the horizon and said goodbye to it. We didn't immediately come home. We had some science experiments to do for a while. And so I spent that time doing exercise as much as I could because I had to condition myself and prepare myself for readaptation to Earth's gravity. After about 4 days from the undocking from the space station, we donned our space suits and prepared for re-entry. We then fired the rocket engines to slow us down and plunge us back into the atmosphere for a gliding landing at the Kennedy Space Center. Here we are coming in. This is a view out the window that the commander sees as he flies the vehicle. This display here is thousands of feet of altitude, and this is the speed here as we're coming in over Florida. And you'll see the runway come into view up here. And the targets that he has to use as visual cues line up the shuttle with the runway and land. And for people here in the audience who fly, they will recognize that this is a remarkably steep approach. At about 500 feet, gear is deployed, the vehicle is flared out, we come down for the touchdown. slow the shuttle down because it's moving pretty quickly. We use this parachute, which is deployed, and brakes are applied to bring us to a stop. If you combine the time I spent on the two shuttles with the time on Mir, I spent a total of 141 days in space. I orbited the Earth 2,250 times. If you unwrap that distance, it's 56 million miles. And that completed my flight on board the Russian space station Mir, and certainly what was one of the most interesting experiences of my life.